It's been a big year for the show in 2022, and even Abby did warn us to
buckle up!
And boy, what a ride it was.
Woohoo!
God,
are we on air?
Hey everyone.
Here we are.
Don't oil him.
Abby did have to learn a few things along the way, though, like what to actually call the team.
While I love the staff here, I love the team.
The staff.
Already, can I say, already calling them the staff?
And, of course, all the basic radio things.
What radio things have you learnt today?
Well, the red light means we're on.
We're on, baby.
Before,
yeah.
I didn't know it was still on.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we almost said a bad word that rhymed with hum.
And that it's very cold in studio.
We learned some interesting stuff about Abby, too. Did you know? This is an interesting fact for you. She won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
After winning I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here it last year, I'm not sure if you heard, Rowan.
How'd you go?
I won. I won last year, Rowan. Did you know that? I won it last year, Rowan. Have I told you?
Did you win it last year?
I won it last year.
Chats.
I don't cheat, and I also don't cheat in things like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which I won.
Which you won.
We also learned a certain part of her body gets hard quite often.
My nipples are hard.
She was a rebel once at school. Just once.
This is our big moment of defiance.
Oh my God.
So Catholic school, we weren't allowed to bring our school bags into the library because we got a new library.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers did, and the librarians did not like the school bags being in the library because it made it cluttered.
Oh.
So all the girls on the last day of year 12.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
We're crazy.
Don't say it.
We brought our school bags into the library.
Don't say it.
We are.
Lock her up.
And Abby also loves to have a rage.
I am absolutely raging, and I haven't been raging in a little while.
And here's just some of the things that have pissed her off this year. Daylight savings.
My entire calendar is ruined.
Electric cars.
I would die for an electric car. I want one so badly. I wanted one for the longest time. That is so, so, so ugly.
Shepherd avocados.
They take forever to ripen, and when they do ripen, they're still hard.
And who can forget
Venetian blinds.
Incredible. You have put, for some reason, on every window in my 1920s apartment, put a curtain on.
There's also one other little thing that Abby doesn't like. And it turns out it's something I made that Rowan loves.
Hot nights with Abby.
I hate this. I hate that, by the way.
You could've...
Now that it's last week of the show for this year.
Okay, well, you couldn't
I
hate that
come
as much.
Clean, and I hate that.
No, actually, you've that's bullshit because you've liked it all year.
No, I haven't.
Until I said that I didn't like Debate Club. And now all of a sudden you hate something.
Oh, darkness, my old friend.
Rest in peace, car opener.
I've come to talk with you again.
January 2022.
Because a vision softly creeping.
Till December.
Left its seeds while I was sleeping.
2022.
Within the sound of silence.
Executive producer Max brought us some golden content this year, including this impression of an instrument from the Titanic theme.
I can't.
But nothing beats his impression of a very famous UK singer.
My skill is my James Blunt impersonation.
Oh, no.
Now, you mean singing?
Yes.
Oh, not talking.
This is
I was
not
like,
going to be good.
Okay.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep at night, cause I got a plan. You're beautiful.
I was imagining people. I was so proud of us being silent because I was imagining people finishing work, hopping into their cars and turning that on and thinking it was a James Blunt-like version. Thinking that it was someone doing a James Blunt. That is the funniest thing.
Max isn't the only one who can do a good impression, though. Even Abby's had a go.
What is that? Is that plain curry? What is that? I'm a vegan. I can smell chicken in here. I haven't had drink in 30 years.
I think we can all guess who that is. Abby's talked about many of her crushes on the show, and one time, we even got one of them on so Abby could tell them. Cringe alert.
Lewis McCurdy, Lewis what McCurdy. Up? What up, baby?
It's the first time caller. Not sure what I'm on.
It's a hell yeah. That's a hell yeah, Lewis. It is. It's a good one, too.
Lewis, I was hoping someone, one of the listeners would have DM'd you or someone would have given you a heads up about this. So, first of all, I'm literally shaking because I'm so embarrassed. I don't think anyone in their normal life tells someone they have a crush on them.
I got to say, like, I'm a little lost for words.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable, isn't it?
But... you know what? I can kind of see why this has turned out this way. It does. This is amazing.
Bye, Lewis. All right.
Well done, Lewis. Good on
you. I'm sweating a bit much now, so we've got to go.
Even I'm sweating. Even
God,
I'm
how
sweating.
Embarrassing. Bye, Lewis.
Bye,
and,
Lewis.
And say hello to your partner for me. I'm really sorry, but it's really embarrassing.
How is the shout out at the end to the partner of 10 years? You creep.
Let's not forget as well, we still need to play this audio to Abby's other crush.
It's always good speaking to
you. You too.
Charlie Poof.
82 songs ever. He has one of them. He deserves
Which
it
one?
Over. See you again.
It's been around that.
Wait. This one always sounds better when you slow it down.
Been around
it. Yeah, I'll play it. I'm definitely going to play him that. Do you think that's how he sounds?
I'm so embarrassed about this Charlie Puth crush. It actually hurts my heart. I'm really embarrassed.
What? It doesn't hurt your heart.
No, it makes me really, it makes me feel physically ill.
You're getting redder and redder.
I know, because I feel sick about my crush on him.
I don't know about you, but I can't wait to chat to Charlie in 2023. While we're on the topic of Abby singing, you may have heard that Abby has broken out into song many times.
You are!
Because I love you too much, baby.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Can't stop. There can be people going to ever complain.
What about your singing?
About me singing after every song.
Too bad. Dave Cameron likes it, doesn't he?
Fame, spun a passion. Sorry.
That's all right.
And let's not forget her dream to feature on Best DJ Sean's song one day.
Baby, are you down.
There was also someone else she wanted to send a demo to.
Should we shout out to Akon, my demo?
I
did a remix, baby.
Let's hit play on that, shall we?
Sexy bitch.
She also has other talents apart from singing, like doing her own sound effects.
Can you do a dog?
Ruff.
Cat. Can you do... oh, can you do a snake?
Slithery little snake. I'm a snigger snake.
Can you do... mountain lion.
Rawr.
Looks like I could be out of the job next year. This year, Rowan not only lied to Abby, but also gaslit her for months. Let's go back to April this year when Rowan said something wrong on air.
Cirque du Soleil changed my life.
And with the magic of radio, we corrected the audio to this.
Cirque du Soleil changed my life.
And when we played it back to Abby, she thought she must have misheard and then had to apologise.
I misheard?
No, that's not the word you're looking for, misheard. It's not the right word.
Misremembered?
Not the right one either.
And I apologise.
And throughout the rest of the year, Rowan brought it up a few times until this week where we finally decided to tell her.
You know how... oh, my God, I actually feel really embarrassed when she looked at me. She's furious. Remember how we were doing that segment called Honest, where someone had to pick whether I was being honest or you were being honest?
Oh, yeah, with our best... yeah.
Yeah, with... yeah, it was for Peking Duck. And remember, like...
yeah, with our best friend's Peking Duck.
Well, this is really what went to air. Cirque du Soleil changed my life.
I knew it! I knew it! I knew it!
We were going to tell you. We've talked about telling you a few times. It's definitely come up quite a bit, like when we spoke about Cirque du Soleil, the new show coming out.
Cirque du Soleil. Remember? Yes, sorry, go.
When we spoke about the new show that's coming on Ice earlier, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about... yeah. You know, telling you then.
And why didn't we?
Because we thought we could milk it for a bit longer.
I'm so glad we have 3 days left and we have 6 weeks for me to call Dave Cameron and tell him the lies that have been happening in this studio and see if maybe you can move to lunches, because I'm actually... that's actually... find a way to fix this.
Abby started learning guitar this year, so hopefully one day play in front of Post Malone.
Bow. Bow.
Bow.
And then...
Boom.
Yep.
Don't worry, she got better. But we'll never forget this house performance from Rowan and Abby with added vocals.
Slay.
Slay.
I'm going to fight them all.
You're
going
to fight them all?
A Seven Nation army couldn't hold me back.
It can't hold
her
back.
We're going to rip them off.
Rip them off?
Taking their time right behind my back.
Behind it. The back.
And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
Who's she talking to?
Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette.
It's a complicated mind.
And the feeling coming from my bones says, leave it alone.
It'll fall off.
And that's it, guys. I can do more.
Ah, yeah. Guys.
Well, I've got a bit of time to fill in this montage, but luckily Abby and Rowan are the padding experts.
So we've got like 25 seconds to talk about.
I love your hat.
Thank you. I wear this hat lots. I love your makeup today.
Thank you. I wear my makeup lots.
I love you. I love the way your eyes look at me.
Oh, getting a bit naughty.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Too naughty.
Take a step back. Take a step back.
Thanks for the help, team. That wraps up a big, sexy year on Hot Nights. And, of course, next year we'll have even more laughs. Singing. Silly voices.
Professionally made potato.
So.
Swearing.
Content dumped.
Hot stuff.
Someone has been very naughty.
And naughty comments.
I mean, ass.
And on that note, that wraps up 2023 on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Yeah!